welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to play Peekaboo, I'll See You, we'll follow through, celebrate the birthdays of Gus Cannon and Arthur Freed, and try to figure out what we're going to do on Sunday. Last week I mentioned that my friend James is one of just 15,500 hikers who have traveled the entire length of the 2,180-mile Appalachian Trail. That may sound like a large number, but remember, that's the total since 1936. Do the math and that comes out to fewer than 200 per year on average. Granted, the number has increased dramatically in recent decades. For example, the number of hike completions in the year 2000 alone was more than in all of the first 40 years, but it's still an extremely impressive feat. The term 2,000-miler was coined in the 1970s to identify those who have completed the trail. To complete the trail is known as a thru-hike, and those who do so are also known as thru-hikers, using the contraction THRU, instead of the full word, THROUGH. Now, I have lots of vintage records with the word through in the title, using the whole word and its various definitions, but I also have a number of titles specifically using the contraction, THRU. So, with thanks to James for helping me program the show by being an Appalachian Trail through hiker, here's a set of through songs, beginning with Al Goodman and Zelma O'Neill.
Thank you. never, ever do without you. Though I know you have others on your mind, here is just the way I feel about you. Someday when you need me, then honey, you'll find, should all the world seem to be your enemy, just call on me, I'll see you through. What if those friends up on top laugh when you drop? My love won't stop, I'll see you through. Now you're in your heyday and your skies are fair, but when there's a gray day, I'll be there, and you can turn me away. Let come what may, I still will say I'll see you through.
The Boy from Dixie, Al Bernard, with the sad story of Jimmy Deal, as he told it many years later on a gloomy day on a slow train through Arkansas. Al was accompanied on that September 23, 1925, Vocalion recording by Rube Bloom on piano and John Calley on banjo. Al also recorded on a slow train through Arkansas, through THRU, and Arkansas ending in SAW, that same year for Edison and Victor. Now, I don't know if it's where Al Bernard got the title for that ballad, but back in 1903, Thomas W. Jackson, a brakeman for the Oregon Railroad and Navigation Company, published in Chicago a 96-page joke book titled On a Slow Train Through Arkansas. It contained funny railroad stories, puns, tall tales, all the best minstrel jokes of the day, and all of the prevalent racial and gender stereotypes of the time, for that matter. It was sold for 25 cents a copy to train passengers heading for the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, and it became the best-selling joke book in American history. And you can still buy original copies and reproductions of it online. Before he died in 1934, Jackson published 12 similar joke books, and Thomas Hart Benton created a lithograph in 1941 titled On a Slow Train Through Arkansas. Before Al Bernard, it was Andy Sinella and his all-star trio, and I'll See You Through. The trio consisted of Rube Bloom on piano, Charles Magnanti on piano accordion, and Sam Herman on xylophone. The vocalist was Smith Ballew, and I'll See You Through was recorded by Columbia on April 8, 1929, also as an instrumental in the same session. We begin that through set with a medley from the Broadway musical comedy Follow Through, with music by Ray Henderson and lyrics by Buddy DeSilva and Lou Brown. That was Al Goodman and his orchestra, and you heard Button Up Your Overcoat. You wouldn't fool me, would you? Button Up Your Overcoat again, this time with the vocal by Zelma O'Neill, My Lucky Star, and I Want to Be Bad. That Brunswick 78 was made around July 13, 1929, a little over 6 months after the show opened at Shannon's 46th Street Theater. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last segment I played I'll See You Through, but I'll see you elsewhere too, like in church, in my dreams, and in the morning. Thank you.
a ting-a-ling-ing. Here's the message that the bells are bringing. Darling, I'll see you in church. The breeze is sighing, there's no denying. There's a knot that needs a little tying. Darling, I'll see you in church. Can you imagine me by your side? Nervous groom, blushing bride, rice and shoes, waiting outside with a bunch of tin cans tied to our flipper. Let's not wait now, incorporate now. Make a note of it, cause that's a date now. Darling, I'll see you in church.
Isham Jones directing the Ray Miller Orchestra on December 4th, 1924, with the first recording of his own composition, I'll See You in My Dreams. The Gus Kahn lyrics were sung there by Frank Bessinger. Before that, it was Todd Rollins and his orchestra, with Chick Bullock taking the vocal honors on I'll See You in Church from January 22nd, 1934. I'll See You in Church was written by Charles Newman, Al Goodhart, and Al Hoffman. We begin that Peekaboo I'll See You segment with duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra with I'll See You in the Morning. Scrappy Lambert was the vocalist on that December 8, 1932 Victor recording. I'll See You in the Morning was written by Gerald Marx and Buddy Fields and is not to be confused with the 1926 song Good Night, I'll See You in the Morning, written by Carl Hoengarten, William Rettger, and Paul Small. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Yesterday, September 12th, marked the birth in Red Banks, Mississippi in 1874, at least according to his tombstone, of banjoist, jug player, and singer Gus Cannon. And this is the first time he's getting his own segment. When he was 12, he moved to Clarksdale, Mississippi, at the time the home of W.C. Handy. Cannon received no formal musical training, and he taught himself to play using a homemade banjo. Around 1907, Cannon settled near Memphis, playing in various bands before forming his own band with harmonica player Noah Lewis and guitarist Ashley Thompson, and touring in medicine shows. He worked at a number of manual labor jobs, supplementing his income by playing music, and in 1927, Cannon began recording for Paramount as Banjo Joe, accompanied by Blind Blake. After the success of the Memphis Jug Band's first records, Cannon formed Cannon's Jug Stompers, and they recorded their first sides for Victor at the Memphis Auditorium in January of 1928. Their last recordings were made in 1930, but the group remained popular through the decade, at which point Cannon essentially retired. He did resurface in the late 1950s and early 60s, making some college and coffee house appearances and recording a couple of albums. He died in poverty on October 15, 1979. Here are three from Gus Cannon. Thank you.
joker live around this town and just as lazy as a lady can be. Oh, as long as the shaker says he hangs around, I love my heart, says he. Oh, early one morning, joker ran away, the room the word was said. Said, boy, I go back to bed, man, I give up my head. I don't care if I never wake up. Man, I don't care if I never wake up till these boys get through with me. I'm coming back here with my big smoke. I'm gonna make them climb a tree. It's nothing like a living like a money king. Straight from a silver cup. Cheap boys can pass, man, you're out of my class. I don't care if I never wake up. Money boy was that high, I blew my soul to touch the sky. I bought a cheaper with the diamond dust. Man, I don't care if the bank debates for my money. Don't never run out, rich fool, you making me doubt. Now every good evening, three long souls I shout. Said I'm a living a good all the time. I don't drink this, no cheap wine. Want it always flush. Good money, well, never run out. A good all the time. I don't drink beer and no cheap wine. Money always plays. Good money, well, it never run out.
Won't quiet you, then lie down. And baby, let your mind roll on. Hey, won't quiet you. Tell them why, but daddy, you been too long. Not everybody's talking about the field way you want. See, you want to do your mind. Hey, walk right in, step right down, and daddy, let your mind go on. Hey, walk right in, step right down, and baby, let your mind go on. Oh, pardon, yeah, a little while, but daddy, you need to stay too long. Don't everybody talk about that new way to walk. He wanna lose the mind. Hey, oh, pardon, get tied down, and daddy, let no mind. Your mind roll out. Hey, you walk right in.
You're probably familiar with the 1963 version of Walk Right In by the folk trio The Rooftop Singers, but there's the original recording made on October 1st, 1929 in Memphis, Tennessee by Kennan's Jug Stompers. Hosea Woods, who played guitar and kazoo in the group, wrote Walk Right In, and he also apparently played jug on that recording and can also be heard speaking. Before that, it was Gus Cannon as Banjo Joe with My Money Never Runs Out. Well, his may not, but mine certainly does. That Paramount 78 was made in Chicago around November of 1927. My Money Never Runs Out, also seen as My Money Never Gives Out, was written in 1900 by Irving Jones, a prolific composer and lyricist, who also came up with I've Got Money Locked Up in the Vault, Mr. Dingy Don't Be So Stingy, If You're Such a Great Star Why Don't You Shine, and You Must Think I'm Santa Claus. We began our tribute to Gus Cannon with his Jug Stompers once again and Big Railroad Blues, recorded in the Memphis Auditorium on January 30, 1928. Noah Lewis, who played harmonica in the group, wrote Big Railroad Blues. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and online at KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, September 9th, marked the birth in 1894 in Charleston, South Carolina, of Arthur Grossman. You may not recognize that name, but you may know him by his professional name, Arthur Freed. And even if not, you have certainly heard his songs. He was raised in Seattle, Washington, and after high school went to work for a Chicago music publisher as a pianist and song plugger, after which he toured the vaudeville circuit as a singer and writer. In 1921, he met his most frequent collaborator, Nacio Herb Brown, and a couple of years later, Freed had his first hit, I Cried for You, written with Gus Arnheim and Abe Lyman. He joined MGM as a lyricist, where he again worked with Brown, and the two were responsible for most of the songs from the studio's early musicals, including 1929's Broadway Melody, which featured the tunes You Were Meant for Me, Broadway Melody, and The Wedding of the Painted Doll. The pair also wrote Singin' in the Rain for the film Hollywood Review of 1929. Freed went on to produce more than 50 movies, including Meet Me in St. Louis and Easter Parade, and served as president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences from 1963 to 1966. He died in Los Angeles on April 12, 1973. Here are three from the pen of Arthur Freed.
About the snow and rain, while the skies are stormy, your arms will warm me. It's winter again. It's so thrilling when it's chilly in the winter, and the frost is on the window pane. Hear the sleigh bells ringing, my heart is singing. It's winter again. The wind may blow, who cares? Just let it blow. I'll write to you love letters in the snow. Then we'll cuddle by the fire in the evening. We'll forget about the snow and rain. While the skies are stormy, your arms will warm me. It's winter again.
Thank you. and your bunny, and some sweet honey, you have a wonderful time. Your heart is captured, he is enraptured, until you haven't a dime. Then by the dozen, he beats your cousin, or with a new alibi. You are so weary, life is so dreary, you're through with that kind, you must be teary. Then with a new one, just like the old one, you won't be sad anymore. But some fine morning, it will be dawning, this is the same as before. And as you wonder, you sit and ponder, of your gain or loss, then the answer will come, the total sum is applesauce.
Joseph Samuels and his orchestra, who made a ton of records in the early 20s, including that one, Applesauce, in December of 1922. The vocalist was Arthur Hall, and Samuels recorded Applesauce again the following year as an instrumental. It was written by Freed with Abe Lyman and Gus Arnheim. Before that, it was the Waring Pennsylvanians and Cover Me With Kisses from January 3, 1924, with a vocal by Tom Waring. We began our tribute to Arthur Freed with Isham Jones and his orchestra with It's Winter Again. Frank Silvano was the vocalist in that December 16, 1932 session, during which the band also recorded an instrumental version for theater use. It's Winter Again was written by Freed with Al Hoffman and Al Goodhart. A blue law in American history is a law forbidding certain secular activities on Sunday, such as regular work, buying, selling, traveling, public entertainment, or sports. Samuel A. Peters' General History of Connecticut, published in 1781, listed about 45 such laws. Blue laws proliferated to the point where in 1920, Harry Pease and Mitchell Parrish wrote the song, "What Are We Going to Do When There's Nothing to Do on Sunday?" And here it is, sung by Arthur Fields.
About a new law, every day we read about a blue law. Oh, it worries me so, and I would like to know, what are we going to do, what are we going to do, when there's nothing to do on Sunday? Where are we going to go, when there's no place to go, can't even see a show on Sunday? They took away our spirits when they took our beer and rum, but if they take the sun from Sunday, we'll be on the bum. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday? Monday always used to be our blue day, but we used to smile again on Tuesday. Now they're making us feel another day for blue. What are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on a Sunday? Where are we going to go when there's no place to go? Can't even see a show on Sunday. They say they won't allow the girls to paint or line their eyes. If that's the case, there'll be some faces hard to recognize. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday? I feel blue, oh so blue. And I'd like to know just what we're going to do. Reformers are taking our liberty away. So start in, now begin, and make this a national hymn. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on a Sunday? Where are we going to go when there's no place to go? Can't even see a show on Sunday. They'll not allow no one to die on Sunday, so they say. If you intend to croak, you'll have to wait until next day. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when there's nothing to do on Sunday?
Thank you. nothing to do but read the funnies sitting around on Sunday, hoping that Monday won't come round, facing the clock on Sunday, taking it easy, free and easy, setting the clock for Monday, hoping that Monday won't come round. In my robe and slippers, round the house I feel grand. Call it lazy, but it's lovely, with Mickey Mouse and coffee and sitting around on Sunday, reading the funnies in my undies, sitting around on Sunday, hoping that Monday won't come round.
Bill Staffan and his orchestra, STAFFON, who were sitting around on Sunday, on August 1, 1935. The vocal trio was the Bennett sisters, Virginia and Ruth Fackler, and Annette Brenneman. Now, why they were called Bennett sisters, I don't know. I suppose it sounds better than the Fackler sisters and Brenneman. Anyway, after graduating from Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh, the trio returned home to Harrisburg and were looking for work. When Bill Staffan and his orchestra passed through town, they asked for an audition and were immediately signed to travel with the band as featured vocalists. Sitting Around on Sunday was written by Joe Young and Fred Allert. Before that, it was McNalpack's Dance Orchestra on an Edison Diamond disc waxed October 4, 1923, with a musical question, What Do You Do Sunday, Mary? What Do You Do Sunday, Mary? Is from the musical Poppy and was written by Irving Caesar and Stephen Jones. McNalpack is a play on the name of Dave Kaplan, who was Edison's house pianist and directed Edison house bands throughout the 1920s. We started off with the Great Blue Sunday Law song, What Are We Going to Do When There's Nothing to Do on Sunday?, recorded by Arthur Fields in January of 1921 for Emerson. I mentioned that Harry Pease and Mitchell Parrish wrote the lyrics, but Ed G. Nelson wrote the tune. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶